You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this month, a New York Times investigation revealed Uber had been using an app called Grayball to deceive and evade law enforcement. The program uses information collected from the Uber app to identify officials trying to shut down drivers not complying with the law. Following the investigation, Uber announced it would stop using the app in this manner but did not acknowledge any wrongdoing. Grayballing is reportedly being used in more than a dozen countries, including Australia. Although the investigation's author, Mike Isaac, said New Zealand wasn't explicitly mentioned, he said it doesn't necessarily mean the app wasn't employed here. I spoke with Auckland University Associate Professor Scott Optican, who teaches evidence and criminal procedure, about what kind of case this might make in New Zealand.
The real issue for Uber in using this in New Zealand, you know, if they're using it, is whether they're engaged in any sort of conspiracy or attempt to defeat the course of justice, which is what I think sort of you were suggesting. And the answer to that question is really not, you know, is not so clear. You know, in order to be guilty of conspiring to sort of defeat justice, and this is Section 116 of the Crimes Act in New Zealand, you've got to conspire to obstruct, prevent, pervert, or defeat the course of justice. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means you have to take some behavior or some conduct to defeat the course of justice. And the course of justice usually means actual or contemplated proceedings before a court or a tribunal. So in other words, you're only defeating the course of justice if a person engages in behavior when you foresee as a possibility that your conduct might be the subject of, you know, criminal prosecution or some kind of disciplinary prosecution or some sort of prosecution within the criminal justice system or quasi-criminal justice system, you know, administrative prosecution or something of that nature. It's not that proceedings actually have to have commenced. It's just that if you think proceedings will actually be contemplated on the basis of your behavior. So, in other words, you have to be interfering with a police investigation that you contemplate might exist and might lead to some kind of criminal or disciplinary, you know, proceeding, you know, conducted by the state. And if you're not, if you don't have that in mind, if you don't think that's going to happen, then you're not actually committing an offense of conspiring to defeat the course of justice. And the actual sort of quote from the case where this comes from, which is Queen against Field, basically says this. He says, an intention merely to interfere in some way with a police investigation does not in and of itself establish interference with the course of justice. Any interference with police investigation has to be undertaken with a view to adversely affecting proceedings as an accused knows have been instituted or might contemplate that could follow. So the bottom line is this. For Uber, you know, as the kind of parent company or its individual drivers to have any kind of exposure to criminal liability here, the first thing that has to happen is they have to have in their mind that they're engaging in some conduct that might be the subject of criminal or, you know, quasi-criminal proceedings, like being issued an infringement notice by the police. So the question is to ask what this, and this goes back to my first point that I was making, what possible offenses are Uber drivers committing? I mean, in the jurisdictions where Grayball was used, they were committing an offense merely by being Uber drivers. But here it doesn't appear that way. They would commit an offense by not having the parking endorsement, the passenger endorsement, you know, for their license to take passengers, and there have been police stings in that regard. But no individual Uber driver, you know, or Uber itself is necessarily conspiring to defeat the course of justice unless they're committing that sort of offense. Now, the question is, how many Uber drivers out there don't have passenger endorsements, and is the Grayball app being used to target police officers who might be looking into or trying to run undercover operations on that particular, you know, offense? Because that's so far been the only thing that they've been going after Uber drivers for. I don't know the answer to that question. I really don't. But if an Uber driver had the passenger endorsement, that would be fine. You know, there's no issue of conspiring to defeat anything because there's no possibility of contemplated proceedings. But I suppose the assumption would have to be that there's a certain percentage of Uber drivers still out there without the passenger, you know, endorsement. And Uber actually had made some comments in his own press, taking the position that, they didn't think that was required and they were going to try to talk to Parliament about this. I'm not sure what the status of all that is. But if that's still going on, then really the use of the Grayball application, if it's being used, would only be defeating the course of justice if it's used to help avoid those drivers that don't have the passenger endorsement, on their license, avoid picking up police who would then be likely to start proceedings against them for not having that endorsement. And the drivers would have to sort of have that in their mind. They would have to know what's going on, what the app's being used for, the Grayball app, and Uber would have to be sort of, helping that process along. So that's the only thing, and we just don't really know. So there are some differences between what's been happening overseas and what might be happening, in New Zealand if it is being used. But it's really only in those circumstances that it becomes an issue. And even then, by the way, it's not so clear to me that it is conspiracy to defeat the course of justice. I mean, the language that I just read to you is pretty broad. And it would suggest, that it's possible. But there are some arguments the other way. I mean, I'll give you an example. I mean, suppose a drug dealer, for example, knows that the person who's trying to buy drugs from him is actually an undercover cop. I mean, if that drug dealer then just refuses to deal with the undercover cop or just says, well, now I know you're a cop, I don't want to buy drugs for you, is that attempting to defeat the course of justice? I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that merely evading a police sting, or simply trying to interfere in some ways with a police investigation or not participating in the police investigation or simply knowing you're being investigated and trying to sidestep that or trying to get out of it constitutes interference with the course of justice. The question is, are you taking more active steps to defeat that? And does the Grayball application, actually do that? And I mean, I think it's a bit of an open question. I mean, the case law may be broad enough to support it, but the example I just gave you, may cut the other way. I guess it depends to what extent courts would have to say that the steps taken by Uber self-consciously to stop drivers without a passenger endorsement or for some other reason being hailed by undercover police officers who might then bust them, to what extent that Grayball application is kind of sufficient active steps to try to defeat, contemplated, proceedings if those drivers are caught. So the question is, are those steps enough? Is it active enough to constitute actually taking, steps to defeat the course of justice, or is it akin merely to sort of avoiding, a police investigation, or just simply not, wanting to be a part of it, or simply kind of knowing that you're under investigation and just trying to sidestep it or not take part in it, which probably does not amount to perverting the course of justice. And I'm just not sure which way, the courts would jump on that. But there's no doubt in my mind. But if I was a lawyer advising Uber, I would say they have some exposure to this in New Zealand, depending on the facts and the circumstances, but it's not plainly clear that the use of the Grayball application, if they're using it, actually constitutes, trying to interfere with the course of justice. I mean, we just don't really know.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.